It's Tuesday, March 13th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Filipino police say they have arrested an Islamist militant named Hud Abdullah, who acted as one of the guards of an American missionary couple who had been taken hostage on May 27, 2001, reports CBN. Martin Burnham had been a New Tribes missionary from Kansas who served as a jungle pilot delivering mail, supplies, and encouragement to other missionaries, as well as transporting sick and injured patients to medical facilities. While celebrating their 18th wedding anniversary, Martin and his wife Gracia were abducted. As the Philippine military attempted another rescue, Martin was killed during the gunfight on June 7, 2002, 13 months into their captivity. Wounded but alive, Gracia was rescued and returned home under a national spotlight. Since that time, Gracia has authored 2 books entitled In the Presence of My Enemies and To Fly Again. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Pastor Andrew Brunson's daughter spoke before the United Nations Human Rights Council concerning her missionary father's imprisonment in a Turkish jail.
"Thank you, Mr. President. I'm here today on behalf of the ECLJ, who is representing my father, Pastor Andrew Brunson."
Jacqueline Brunson called the allegations against her father, quote-unquote, absurd. She said, quote, "He is not an armed terrorist. He is a peaceful pastor," end quote. The Supreme Court of Indonesia has agreed to hear the case of the former Christian governor in Jakarta, Basuki Purnama, nicknamed a hawk, who was convicted of blasphemy charges last year. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh of International Christian Concern about the upside of the appeal. Apparently, a hawk may run into less political difficulties with the justices reviewing his case.
"If he started at the very beginning, his opponent might push the judge to actually give him longer sentence. So right now he's actually in the midst of the sentence. It's actually harder for anyone to actually like try to work behind the scene and try to give him even more, like longer sentence. And the fact that it is given priority consideration is because his case is so popular in Indonesia."
Pray for favor in the eyes of the judges and for a hawk to be steadfast in the faith, witnessing the power of Jesus Christ to his fellow prisoners. The 40 Days for Life program is going on right now, as Christians are publicly praying in front of 214 abortion mills around the United States. So far, 274 lives of children have been saved. There are still 12 days to go in this campaign and more lives to save. I would urge that you visit the website 40daysforlife.com. Find the local pro-life effort near you and volunteer. Email me and describe your experience. Adam@theworldview.com. America kills about 2,000 babies a day, not counting those babies killed by